We are live. I literally, honestly, at the beginning of every show, I have to stop myself from just copying Savon because it's so catchy, you know?
Where he's like, bam, we're live.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't even want to say it, but I'm glad that you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm just going to go boom and see if, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that either.
Don't do boom.
No, I'm not going to do it. Whammy.
Whammy.
Have you seen Anchorman, Kyra?
Yes.
Okay, thank God. All right. Whammy. Anyways, Kyra, what kind of shirt are you wearing?
Oh, she's into that anime stuff, right?
My favorite anime. It's My Hero Academia.
I'm not like judging you bad. I just like I stopped
like you're judging
after
me right now.
No, 100% not. Like so for me, I mean Dragon Ball Z like defined my youth.
Dragon Ball Z mixed
with South Park. If you want to get an idea of what my brain was like as a kid, it's like mixed South Park with Dragon Ball Z.
That explains a lot to these days, yeah.
And then mix Jesus in like my mid-20s. And so I'm transitioning.
Jesus and coffee, everything.
Yeah. No, but Dragon Ball Z, I remember we would lift weights early on and like we would be doing incline bench and I would be like Dragon Ball Z chest, you know, because their freaking upper cleavage is crazy. But after
Dragon
like
Dragon Ball
Yu-Gi-Oh,
Z is not one that I get into, so.
Yeah, see, I don't understand
I've
that.
Never seen
this
it.
Must be newer age. It's just like a newer. Tell us about it, Kyra.
There's like three arcs of it. Super good. I actually, so Rogue has a collar of My Hero Academia too. That's it. You guys like, don't even know about it. It'll bore you.
Soroka, can you just pull it up? My Hero Academia. Yeah. Like, let's Google this thing.
It's
how
great.
How do I spell this?
My Hero Academia?
Academia.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. How do you spell academia? How ironic is that? How do you spell?
Okay, 30 seconds here. 20 seconds. 5 seconds. Share screen. Actually, I'm Googling this. All right. My Hero.
Anyways, while you're doing this, welcome to the show. Episode 21, maybe?
20.
Episode 20. Today we have Kyra Milligan. Hey, Kyra.
Hi. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Otherwise known as quads.like.Kyra.
They didn't have it all just in a row?
You know, you couldn't do the capital, like, you couldn't capitalize each one, so you had to space it out, or else it just ran together and looked weird.
To you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had a good option there. Got it. All right. Well, to pull up one of these, like the major, like whatever an album cover would be for this thing. You know what I mean? Like,
you gotta go to All Might.
Go to what?
All Might, which is like the one on the front of my shirt, very top.
All Might. Okay. How do I?
He looks like that superhero, like the bug superhero.
All Might. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this guy's actually pretty cool looking.
Oh, it's like if DeLugos were a hero.
Oh, God. Matt actually won't watch this one for some reason. Like, he started watching it, and then he stopped watching it. So, I don't know why. But I feel like if you tell him that, he might watch it again.
Yeah, I'll circle back.
That's definitely Maddie.
Definitely Maddie. There's actually a skinny version of it, too, if it's, like, the middle picture.
Are you calling Matt skinny? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying there's two sides. It's like very top row. Oh God.
This one? This action figure or this one?
No. Okay, so second row.
Middle. So it's like pre PEDs and post PED.
Basically, yeah.
Oh boy. All right. Well, let's do it here. Kyra. I don't know where I want to start here. Hey, if you were to describe yourself in three words, what would they be?
Weird, fun, and nice.
She came prepared.
Yeah, pretty accurate.
I feel like that's just how I describe myself when people meet me. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm weird. At least I'm fun. But hi, I'm nice. Okay.
That's our general introduction anyways. Sweet. Well, hey, Kyra, if you were to tell your, like, wrap up your life story in 2 to 3 minutes, what would that story be?
a very boring story. I haven't done much with my life.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll decide that once we break down your athlete story.
All right. So played a lot of sports, grew up in a super teeny tiny town, population 300. Moved out when I was 17 and then found CrossFit 2 years into college. Loved that. And then just went to college, went to school, graduated, bought a house, and then moved out here randomly. Kind of just an easy, boring life.
Yeah, so boring. Such a boring life, especially here in Vegas.
It's great now.
It's spiced up a little bit since you came from Utah. You moved from Utah. Where were you born and raised?
So I was born in St. George, Utah, but I was raised in a little teeny tiny town called Orderville. It's like on the eastern side of Zion, 12 miles from Zion. My graduating class was 22. Super small. Wow.
So were you, of those 22 people, where would you categorize yourself in terms of academic prowess?
Middle of the pack. I actually never really studied until I got to college. Like, you didn't have to. You could just easily pass. And then when I went to college, I was taking biology and everything. I was like, oh, I actually have to read a textbook. I have to study. You can't just pass tests here. Like, that's nice. College,
a little more difficult. Yeah.
And then I got smart. College, I actually got A's and everything, which was nice.
Did you say then you got smart?
Yeah, I got smart in college. I got A's. So I was like, oh, studying actually isn't hard. Okay.
Let's back up a little bit. You said you played sports?
Yeah.
Growing up, what did you growing play? Up, like, what was your first sport?
My first sport was gymnastics. My dad got me into gymnastics at a really young age. Actually, judo. Judo was my first sport. I always forget about that. I wasn't very good. I didn't like to beat up on other kids.
I was going to say judo is a form of self-defense, right? Or like fighting in general?
Yeah, kind of.
Did you see Kiefer's comment? Can you see that?
Oh, yeah, now I can.
It's actually the windows.
Can you guys stop having a cute little bromance?
What, me and Kiefer?
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Did you say no? Sorry. So you did judo. Did you do that for like a month or for like a year?
So my mom actually was like a high ranked something or another in judo. So she got us into it at a young age. I didn't like it. I did it probably for a couple years, but I didn't like beating up on kids, even if they were bigger than me. So my dad put me in gymnastics. Really liked that. And then I started basketball, which was my main sport.
Let's go back to judo. You said you didn't like beating up on kids. Does that mean that you were good at it, and so therefore you were actually beating up on kids?
Yeah, I was actually really good at it. I just didn't like to be mean. Remember the three words to describe myself? Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Violent or aggressive was none of those three words. Okay. Have you ever been in a fight?
No. I don't know what I would do, honestly.
Yeah, me neither. Have you ever punched somebody?
Accidentally, yeah, because I talk a lot with my hands. And so when I talk, like if somebody's walking by, I've punched them, but not on purpose. You backhanded somebody.
Noted. She has a history of violence, everybody.
Definitely.
So what age did you start gymnastics, and when did you like phase out of that into basketball?
I think I started gymnastics at 3. I really only did tumbling, and then I started basketball like as small as you could. Both of my older sisters played basketball, so I just kind of did whatever they did.
What is tumbling?
It's floor routine. So I wasn't good on like the bars. I wasn't good on the beam, vault, nothing. I was just allowed to tumble.
And tumble is like basically kind of like the walking around on your toes and like the
flips and everything.
Flips and routines and things like that. Okay. So would you say that any of that translated into your, I mean, cause this is, you quit that 15 years ago or something like that, 20 years ago. Did any of that benefit you when you started CrossFit?
I would like to say so, but usually gymnasts are really good at walking on their hands. I am not. We're learning now. I can walk backwards and I can walk sideways. We're learning.
Yeah. Hey, you're getting there. Well, for what it's worth, you are good at walking on your hands relative to the field you compete in. You're not That's the best fair. At walking on your hands. We gotta That's reframe.
I will be the best at walking on my hands, though. With Keeper and Justin, it's a ton. We're doing a ton.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw her programming Soroka, and it was like she has to make breakfast on her hands.
Yeah.
So she gets out of bed.
Soroka does my morning stuff, so he has to do it too.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So she gets out of bed. She's got to go right on her hands in the kitchen, like downstairs, open the fridge,
through the little doggy gate. Yeah. Crack eggs at the feet. Yeah. Yep. Definitely.
Easy stuff. Easy stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just got to be a habit. It's got to be part of your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so, you know, obviously, I don't know if it's obvious, but when people think of you, I doubt they think of basketball.
Usually not. No. At 5'2" on a good day.
Yeah, and it's not just that. It's like your quads are bigger than normal. Go figure. Quads like Kara. And from someone that has pretty big thighs and short femurs, like dribbling between my legs was like an early problem for me. Like,
That's fair.
It was one of the first things where I was like, well, if I'm not good at this, then I don't know, you know, I don't know that I should do this at all.
Somehow that was never an issue for me.
Yeah, see, I don't. Okay, well then clearly that wasn't a good excuse for me. I wish I would have met you as a kid. So how does that work? Just low dribble?
I don't know. Just you do it enough and then you just figure it out. I also didn't have this big of quads in high school. I was really tiny.
Okay.
Like I always had big quads, but not as big as they are now.
Yeah, I feel you. Okay, so how long did you play basketball?
I played basketball up through my senior year. I actually ended up getting a college scholarship for just a community college when I graduated, but I didn't take it. That's probably my biggest regret because that would have been so much fun. And then I just played a little bit here and there in college just for fun, but haven't really played since.
What's your best memory in basketball? Like, have you ever had one of those like game-winning three-pointers? Or were you a point guard?
Yeah, it was point guard and shooting guard, depending. Okay.
All right. I only say that because it's the only position I actually know. I'm just kidding. I know that. I know there's like the linebacker and everything, so I'm not that dumb. But
yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was me. That's what I played. Yeah.
Do you have one of those experiences where you just like balled out and like you'll never forget your junior year or something crazy cool like that?
Actually, so I played basketball with my oldest sister throughout the entire time. She was 2 years. No, she was 3 years ahead of me. And she never made state. And then when she graduated, my senior year, we made state. And I can't remember what happened. But, like, that was just kind of, like, the thing that I remember because she's always wanted to make state. And then with her gone, I was like, sorry, I made it.
Was there any, like, negative blowback from that with y'all's relationship?
Oh, no, definitely not. I played with her since I was a freshman. So, like, I was starting varsity as a freshman. Played with her, so we got along really well.
Good. What did your parents do growing up?
My dad owns a Best Western and a golf course and a Chevron and real estate.
Clearly. So he owns the town that you live in, basically, if he owns those.
Basically, yeah. He kind of owns the entire town, honestly.
Like, if there's 300 people, they all use that Chevron.
Work for him.
Yeah. Okay. So your dad's
my dad owns the town. Yeah. We'll just say that.
What about your mom?
She's not in the picture.
Okay. Growing up, did you aspire to, I mean, your dad's an entrepreneur. Did you aspire to do anything like that? Or did you have a specific goal in mind when you were a kid?
No, actually, my dad never wanted us to do anything that he did. And so he's like, I want you all to find your own path, do what you want, do what you love, just get the hell out of Orderville and never come back, basically. I didn't know what I wanted to do up until I think, what was it, my sophomore year of college. I was like, well, I have all these credits, like, what's the fastest way to get out of college? Went to with like a good degree and everything. So then graduated with my bachelor's in science and then went to hygiene school for another 2 years.
And now
so I still didn't know what I wanted to do. Yeah. Now I'm a dental hygienist. Still don't know if that's what I want to do with the rest of my life, but it's good for now.
What do you mean you're not going to be a professional CrossFit athlete for the rest of your life?
I'm going to be both.
That was just a joke because you physically is very, very hard to do that for the rest of your life.
Gotta have plan B.
Yeah, I actually chatted with your dad at semifinals a little bit, and I got some of that sentiment around, you know, because he was talking about the house you guys grew up in, and he was like, keep trying to sell this house, I might just burn it down. And I was like, oh, dang. Okay.
Yeah. My dad, yeah, he wants to get out of Orderville, that's for sure, and that house that we grew up in. So, yeah, it needs to be demolished and rebuilt. But just because there's like, after we left, he lived there, and then my little brother lived there. So it was just two guys living in a house, didn't care. But it's a joke because like my older sister's house burned down. And like after everything was said and done, he just always jokes with her like, really? Couldn't have been my house? Like you really had to take the show for that? That's cool.
Yeah, I think I remember him telling me that too. When we were out eating tacos. what is your earliest memory in life?
Oh, I even thought about this because you asked me last night at dinner with Ricky, and I honestly don't know because like the earliest memory I have makes me sound horrible. I think it was ago, eight. That was last night. Oh, 2 days ago. That's it. That's all I can remember. When I was eight, I was driving a golf cart on the golf course. And I flung my little brother out of the golf cart and panicked. And I actually ended up running him over somehow.
Like, okay.
That's my earliest memory.
I can imagine why you would just delete everything else prior. I would have deleted that as well. Like, forget about that too.
I should have, yeah.
Okay, so like, I'm just trying to slow this down. Really for the audience. I'm not that interested, of course. But like, you sling him out. Maybe you turn too quickly, right?
Yeah, I turned too quickly. Like, he had a blanket, and it got wrapped under the wheel, and he flung out. And then I don't know. I think, like, I was just panicking. Like, I reversed. I just hit him.
Oh, she threw it in reverse.
Yeah, you, like, I think you might have had some, like, personal vendetta you weren't aware of.
Yeah,
probably. And maybe that's why I'm nice now, and I can't hurt anybody, because I just took it all out then.
So is he okay? Like, would you roll over his foot or like his neck? Like, what did you roll over?
I don't remember. I just remember him screaming and saying that I ran him over. And I was like, just don't tell Dad. We're fine.
Hope Dad doesn't watch this.
Okay. So he's okay. So
he's good now.
That's your younger brother?
Yeah. I have one little brother.
Okay. Two older sisters and one younger brother?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do they do now?
So my oldest sister, she lives still in Utah. She is a special ed teacher. And then my second sister, she lives in Salt Lake. She's a graphic designer, and her husband's actually, so recently married just last weekend. Her husband is a pilot, which is fun. And hopefully they'll be moving to Japan soon.
Oh, wow.
Then my little brother, yeah, it'll be fun. And then my little brother actually followed in my dad's footsteps, and he manages hotels.
Got it. If you were a character in any movie, who would you be?
Ooh, in any movie. Does anime count?
Of course. I mean, I guess. Hopefully cool. We know about it.
Then definitely Bakugo.
All right, pull this person up, Soroka.
I'm going to need, what is it, the spelling?
Ooh. Spelling? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine, but it's still just my hero.
Say it again. Say it again.
Bakugo.
Bakugo.
Sure.
Bakugo.
Is gonna. Oh, okay. Let me see if this is the right.
Is it Bakugo or Bakugo?
This guy.
Or neither. Is it a dude?
It's Bakugo? A dude. Yeah, that guy.
How are you gonna be a dude? I mean, I guess you can be whatever you want to be, but
yeah,
he does not look nice at all.
But he really is nice, and that's the thing. He looks mean, and he pretends to be mean, but he's really sweet because people misunderstand him.
Clearly, I can see why they do. And why are you him? Why are you a male cartoon character?
Because he's badass.
Okay.
He doesn't care.
Of course. And then he's blonde.
That's it.
So clearly.
Yeah, that's it. Clearly. Yeah. Makes sense.
All right. Well, if you were a character in a movie that people would recognize, who would that be?
I don't know, actually. Who would you think I would be? Let's do this.
Oh.
Is there a chick in Rocket Power?
Like the cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the chick?
She has the purple hair, right?
Otto?
I freaking loved Rocket.
No, not Otto.
I don't remember her name, but I loved Rocket Power growing up.
Twister.
Not Twister. I don't know why. I don't know why I thought of Rocket Power, but that might be it. And then
it was my favorite show growing up.
Have you ever seen The Patriot?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
You remember like his little daughter? Like she's just so sweet and small, and she's also blonde. That's who I think of as well. Just she doesn't talk.
So it's not me. Are you saying I don't talk?
I don't. She doesn't because she's mad at him. But
that's Kyra in the gym.
Yeah, just sweet and innocent, keeps to myself, doesn't bother other people.
No way. She's so toxic, right? No, I'm just kidding.
The worst. I'm the worst.
All right. So, what's the toughest thing you've ever gone through as a human, as a kid or a young adult or as an adult?
Ooh.
And what did you learn through it?
Toughest thing I've ever gone through. Damn. Probably my mom leaving and coming back a couple times at a young age. And then just trying to be there for my little brother, but also having my older sister kind of step into that role as a mom. And just learning that people do come and go, but like the people who stay and support you are the ones that you should really care about.
That's good. Well, obviously the experience isn't good, but that's a good lesson.
Yeah, no, definitely.
How old were you?
The first time I think I was 8th grade. Yeah, I was 8th grade. And then she came back I also played volleyball growing up. I kind of did a lot of sports growing up, but like, yeah. So she came back for one of my events and then shortly left again. And then came back and left again. Yeah. So first time I was 8th grade, however old you are in 8th grade.
I'm sorry you went through that, but fortunately, I don't think you've allowed that to affect how you treat people.
Definitely not. And like I said, you got to love who's by you now.
Absolutely. What's your favorite music?
Country.
Who's your favorite artist?
Hey, Sirka, who's my favorite artist?
Jordan Davis. Is Jordan Davis?
Yeah,
no,
definitely.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Hey, Sirka, you going somewhere? Are you packing?
Actually, I do. I actually go out of town tomorrow. That's what I have a pile of clothes right.
Yeah,
right here. Yeah.
I honestly thought you were getting ready for Madison already, and I was gonna be really impressed.
Oh no! I got to go to Cincinnati tomorrow for the weekend.
Well, he just came back from Madison, right?
Yeah, I was in Madison with Roman. Yeah.
Okay.
That was just a day thing. That was just up for the day and then back home. So.
Yeah, like right when I said that, I wasn't sure that I was allowed to say that, but I'm just not allowed to show people the content. So
yeah it's known. I've posted a few things, so it's known.
I was like, wait, I think I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you never know these days what you can say anymore.
Why are you going to Cincinnati?
I am a co-owner of a brand, and we're having our first comp called the Fight Like Hell Games on Saturday. So
hell yeah, that's awesome.
It's cool. We've got
Tomorrow,
like,
Project. You've probably heard of Tomorrow Project, Kara.
Yeah. So aside from selling t-shirts, we donate to mental health awareness and suicide prevention. So we're donating a portion of the registration fees to Mission 22. So it's our first comp. But we've got like, I think 20 males and 20 female RX competitors for our first year. And then we've got like 10 scaled on the men's and women, each in both the men's and women's division. So for a first year with basically no marketing except for just posting on social, it's doing pretty well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
Kyra, what is the most trouble you've ever been in growing up?
Ooh. I don't know. Like, you really can't get in trouble in a small town. Like, I did so many stupid things. You just can't get in trouble in a small town. So, all right,
what's the craziest thing you've done that you didn't get caught for? Besides rolling over your brother on a golf cart.
Just about to say that.
Besides attempted murder.
Listen, my brother was the devil growing up. So it was only fair.
So you did it on purpose. Clearly she backed up.
We now have motive.
He's fine. Okay, he's fine. He's kind of normal. He's good. What was the question?
What's the most trouble you've ever been in, or what's the worst thing you've done that you didn't get in trouble for?
The worst thing I've done that I didn't get in trouble for, and I'm only going to say this because I know my dad's not going to watch this. So if he owns a gas station, when I was younger than I should have, I would steal beer from his gas station.
Wow. And then drive the golf cart drunk and run over people.
Exactly. At 8 years old.
Oh, wow. That is a little young.
No, I think I was like 13. Not great. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, you had a great source though for alcohol.
Right.
We used to just, what do you call it when you just run in a gas station and run out?
You would do that? I mean, I kind of did that, I guess. But...
Well, you just walked out, but like we didn't have a back. We'd have a key to the place. So, what's your proudest moment growing up, or as a young adult, or in your recent history? All of your life, basically.
Proudest moment. I don't know. I feel like I've had a lot. Like, I've had so many wins growing up. But recently, it would probably be this last year's semis. Like, going into it, I was so nervous with the events that came out. And then every single event except for one, like, I did better than I think I could have. So, like, that was a huge win for me.
What was the event you were most worried about that you did the best in?
Either the Mac Mile, which was the running one, or the legless rope climb one.
I would agree. I was there.
Yeah. I got better than we thought we could have. Mac Mile was pretty great. I didn't walk. That was good.
You did not walk. She ran.
I ran as fast as these little legs could.
You did so well in that workout. And which one did you not do as well as you thought, or?
Workout 5, the bike, toes to bar, dumbbell snatch one. Like, when I got to that second set of toes to bar, my grip was gone, and then I fumbled the dumbbell a couple times. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Did that finish with the burpees over the box?
Yeah. That was probably my favorite part of the entire thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did look like a fun workout, but, and fun used loosely, obviously. How'd you get into CrossFit? Like, what was that experience like?
So the guy I was dating at the time, so I think I was like a sophomore or something in college, like just stopped playing a lot of basketball and everything. And he came home and he was like, hey, like, I'm really good at this. Like, it's a ton of fun. Me being super competitive, I was like, I bet I'm better. And ended up going with him. Don't really know if he wanted me to come join, but I ended up going with him. Beat him in the workout. Everybody was complimenting me, like, how much I could squat and stuff. And I was like, oh, this is fun. Okay, I could do this. And that was it. Joined the next day permanently and haven't been to a global gym since.
Is that Excel Fitness in Utah? Is that the, like, your old gym?
No, so my old gym was Put It Up. So Put It Up in Orem, Utah. And then once I graduated at UVU, I moved up north a little bit more, went to Tecton. And then when me and my ex split, I joined Excel.
Okay. Did you say it's called Put It Up?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess
my old coach actually sent me some old videos the other day too. He's like, look how little you are.
I would like to see
you. My first ring muscle up. My snatch was actually pretty decent. It was like post rotator cuff tear. Like he sent it to me and it was like 145. It was good. But my first ring muscle ups, not great. My first power clean at like 165. I had like the belt on, the knee sleeves. My hair was tiny, slicked full black. Like, yeah.
Sounds like me.
I'll send it to you sometime.
That's me.
Working that was out. You. Yeah.
Like knee sleeves, belt, hair slicked back. Wrist wraps, elbow wraps.
Had the wrist wraps on. Yep. Literally everything you could possibly need, I had it on.
Fingerless gloves. I'm bringing those back.
I would do that. I mean, it might help my use of chalk. So.
Do you remember the MetCon you did?
Like the first MetCon?
Yeah, like the day that you went.
I think it was thrusters and burpees.
Okay. What was your lifting experience like prior to that?
I would just go to Vasa, which is just a global gym. I actually signed up once for a show. Didn't follow through with that because I like to eat too much. And then just stayed lifting at Vasa, and that was it until CrossFit.
Got it. And so now you've been doing – how old are you now, Kara?
I'm 25.
So you've been doing it for like 6 years?
Something like that, yeah.
What's your favorite workout that you've done, or like maybe like your wheelhouse workout that you can recall?
I wouldn't say it's a wheelhouse workout, but my favorite workout that I've done is 17.1. And then we just retested it last year.
And of course, I know what that is. Duh. But what is it? Can you, for everyone else, can you?
17.1 was the dumbbell snatch and burpee box overs. And it was.
Oh, yeah. We just talked about 10, this. 20,
yeah. We talked about this last night. Yeah.
I like that workout.
Yeah, I just remember I got time capped. Yeah, well, it was like my first open too. And then I got time capped on it like twice, and I really wanted to finish it, again, being super competitive. And then I finished it with like 3 minutes to go. And then, of course, last year I just kind of smashed that time. So it was great.
What did you do last year?
What did I do? It was in the
open. What was your time?
Oh, I have no clue. I'm sure you could look it up, but I have no clue.
It was a 15-minute cap, right?
Or 10?
Definitely wasn't 10.
No, it wasn't 10 because I finished it in like 11 minutes.
I feel like it was longer because in 2017, I think it was like a 20-minute cap or something. Like yeah, it took me so long.
I know a lot of people went sub 10, but it was a 15-minute time cap for sure. I remember when that workout came out. This is when I just started traveling across the country last year after I sold the company and got on the road. And this is when I was really starting. I had sort of acquired all the skills needed to do CrossFit. I wouldn't say well, but like if a ring muscle ups in a workout or whatever, you know, I could do it. And so I'm like, oh, sweet. They open. I'll actually be able to do all these things. And because anyways, so I did it in South Carolina at a gym in Charleston. And I don't even know. 11 and a half minutes, maybe 12 minutes. And then I was like, I got to do better than that. Like, these are two things that I'm pretty good at. So I was in training Think Tank 5 days later and did the workout again and went 30 seconds slower. And
wait, was this in 2017?
No, this is last year. No.
Oh.
Cause like I officially started doing CrossFit early in 2019. Like forsaked the Globo gym and started drink the juice. And this was like a year, you know, my first actual open was last year, like first full open. And anyways, it was so embarrassing. Like I'm like, I set a goal, you know, and it's Think Tank, right? It's not like some random gym in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And like, Noah's judging me and I'm like, what has happened? I don't get it.
Your back was probably dead. Every time I do that workout, my back is just dead.
It sucked. It was my lungs, but the next day I felt my back for sure. That sucked. I was like, I hate CrossFit. I'm never doing this again.
20 minutes.
And now you moved out to Vegas and you're with all of us.
Yeah. No, I love it, but clearly not my career path. Soroka, do you have her time from last year?
I was trying to find it. Was it 2020? this year?
It would be 20,
no, it was 2 21. Years ago. So I was still at, yeah, I was still at Tekton.
So it would have been 2020?
2021? After? 2021. Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to use this.
What's your favorite? I'm going to let you keep looking for that stroke. What's your favorite competition that you've done so far, Kyra?
Ooh. Favorite competition that I've done was definitely MAC last year.
Okay.
Like, going into it, I had no expectations whatsoever. Like, that was my second biggest comp that I've ever done. I did, like, TFX a couple months before. Being surrounded by, like, Tia Claire, Amanda Barnhart, so many big names, Brooke Wells, like, just being able to talk to them, like, seeing how much they joke around in the back and, like, not take things too seriously. It was a ton of fun.
Awesome.
And they were talking to me and they had no clue who I was. So.
Okay. So her time was 11:42.
Sure.
Yeah. And that it's a 20-minute cap, not a 15.
Yeah. 20 minute.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, you did smash it.
Crush it now. I remember I set down the dumbbell twice on the 50s and I was so mad. Everything else.
Never. Every 10, every yeah. seven.
Every seven.
every five breath. What do you think, like, when you think about 17 athletes getting popped for some form of PEDs, what's your first thought there?
So I saw on Instagram, I think it's kind of cool, like, if before or after you register, I think that every single semis athlete should have to be tested before you go and compete. I think that would be pretty cool. That way they're not messing with anybody's times or like their scores or anything when you actually get out there.
Yeah, I think in theory that's a great idea. I was actually looking it up and I'm waiting for an email back, but I don't know how much those drug tests cost. And I think that's where the biggest problem lies, is like the cost of each test, of getting the sampling.
Crossfit has money. It's fine.
What's that?
CrossFit has money. It's fine.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with you, but.
Would you both be supportive of, like, if CrossFit came back and said, okay, 2023, as part of your registration, you have to pay $50. That goes towards drug testing before semis. Do you think athletes athletes would be okay with it? I don't know what that could be higher. It could be,
yeah,
hey, it's going to cost you $100 to register. And if you don't want to, then you're out. But if they ask the athletes to subsidize it, or would you guys be offended by that?
I mean, I would definitely be upset, but I think it's better than not doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know who you're asking, but,
yeah, either.
I wouldn't like it. I'm not going to be the one paying for it, but as someone who's lobbying for the professionalization of the sport, handing more fees to the athletes is somewhat of a regression.
It's not great.
And I've seen a lot of athletes post like, hey, we'll pay for this. And so if that's the best thing they can do right away, then I support it. You know what I mean?
Right. But that'd be like the NFL, like taking money out of everyone's salaries, or MLB, to ask them to pay for it. So I get the regression.
Exactly, yeah. Definitely there, yeah. So it's like, it's a double-edged sword. And you know, like, I come from a business background. I don't come from it. That's the world I live in. And so, like, I understand CrossFit might not make as much money as we think. Who knows? Because I haven't seen their P&Ls. I have no clue. But if they are as profitable as some might think, then they should pay for it. If they're not as profitable as some might think, then the best solution in the short term is to hand it to the athletes and let them, you know, make a choice. I would even give, you know, we got plenty of time before the next year's semifinals, maybe even do a survey. And, you know, it's like, no, there's other ways to do it. Communication is at the heart of the solution though. Asking the athletes what they want to do. And in the defense of CrossFit though, they are making some headway there because they've developed and they've hired, I don't know what they're calling it, like an athlete liaison, like a year round person who's in contact with like the head I don't know the names of these titles, so forgive me there, but what they've done is like for each division, there's like a leader, like an athlete that represents that division. And then that person is supposed to be in charge of like collecting information and feedback from those athletes and then sharing it with like the full-time CrossFit staff athlete communication director or something like that. So hopefully, because of course you can build these positions, but if you don't do anything with the information, then it's obsolete. So hopefully that's not the case, but I think I'm confident that we'll see some positive changes. And I'm going off on a tangent here, but I don't like it in the short term or in the long term, but in the short term, if that's all they can do, then I agree with it.
Definitely. It just sucks. Like if you do get popped, it's like you kind of took a different, like somebody else's spot away from them. Like I know like they move up and you get the game spot, but like somebody's last chance qualifier spot that they were probably really excited for.
Yeah, I agree with you because it changes everything. Valner talked about it a little bit with, I think, Savon and what they did at the games 5 years ago is like, because here's the thing, PEDs help, but they don't make that athlete irrelevant. Like that athlete still was there all weekend or all week if it's the games, right? And so like, and that athlete still might have some natural biases. Like that athlete might have been an elite swimmer before taking PEDs. You know what I mean? So like if they won the swim event, they would have won the swim event anyway. You know, so it's like there's all these weird things that I agree with you. I just agree with you, long story short, Kyra, that if we just eliminate it way before, then the point system makes sense. But if we let them compete all weekend and then find out, it's like how do we just eliminate them? Because we can't eliminate all their points because that it just changes everything. And it's a really interesting mathematical dilemma, really. But I think the biggest problem is it probably costs more than $50 to do these drug tests.
Oh, so, definitely.
It definitely does. Just even if you've ever like, you know, I've had my blood drawn and I've done like just a panel and it's like almost $300 for an individual. And that's just to get back your basics, right? I'm sure Jared, you know this, but if you're actually testing for PEDs, banned substances, it's likely probably double that per
person. Yeah. And then they get like double blind. You can send it back. So there's probably, you know, who knows, but I think they're going to make some, if anything, so I think 17 people is not the most we've seen. I think it's the most we've seen at this stage in competition, but it's not the most we've seen in a whole season. But it's like double-edged sword. One, it's not good that 17 people failed a drug test, but two, it is good that we're clearly doing better at drug testing and finding out who's on PEDs and who's not. And whether or not they're like doing it maliciously, like to get ahead, or if they're actually making mistakes in their supplementation and their medicine is actually irrelevant. But here's what I think though, is like CrossFit has a responsibility for sure, but this community was built not just by CrossFit. CrossFit like lit the first match and then the global community sort of built itself. And so it's like as coaches, as athletes, as professionals in the sport, we have to hold our teams accountable, hold ourselves accountable more. One of the things that we're talking about at Underdogs is like beginning to monitor supplement intake throughout the year, like doing a better job of that with our athletes, especially as the camp grows. And so, cause it's just not like, we're not doing that daily, you know? And so we want to take a better part in like holding our team accountable to that, because it's like, everything's fine until it's not, you know? If we go years without having any athletes that get in trouble, then obviously what we're doing is working. But the moment one pops, it's like, oh shoot, in retrospect we should have been monitoring this a little bit better. And I think that's what you've seen in some camps. They're like, oh crap, we should have done better. So
it's a 4-year for if you pop. Do you think that's too harsh? I mean, look at other sports like Major League Base, and you know, obviously if CrossFit's trying to become a professional sport, other professional sports have, yes, multiple violations can lead to that big ban, but it's 90 games or it's 120 games for a Major League Baseball player, which doesn't even sometimes even put you out for the whole season because it's so many. But it just seems like if you're a CrossFit athlete and you're 28 and you get popped, like that could be it for you forever over a mistake.
Or what do you think?
I feel like it's a little long, especially like, I mean, obviously you should probably know like what you're taking and stuff, but like if it is honestly a mistake, I feel like 4 years is a really long time.
Well, the benefit is, if it is really a mistake, you should be able to prove it. And if that's the case, then you just get a 2-year ban. So, okay. I think, well, I know why they do it. It's an Olympic cycle. So like the Olympics are every 4 years, and they look at this as more of a, that type of sport. And so that's originally why they came up with the 4-year ban, was because of the Olympic cycle. But unfortunately, so here's the question, is that too long or is that too short? Well, we still have 17 people this year fail it. So clearly it's not long enough, because like the moment we get zero, we've realized that we have a good enough punishment system, you know, a negative reinforcement. But I think, it's really just comes down to the science. Like, how long do these supplements, or, you know, PEDs, how long do they provide a athletic benefit? And some, it's hard to even measure, because for example, some can build strength, and strength lasts a long time. Now, obviously, when you come off of a cycle, you're going to lose 5 to 10% of that strength, but you're still going to have a stronger base than you did prior to the cycle if you continue to train this way. And so there's so many different ways to look at it. Give them a fine, maybe, but I think at the end of the day, the 2-4 year ban is I like it currently. I just think we need to focus on catching it prior and better communication. That way, we don't have to worry about what the punishment is, you know.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion. This podcast is not about me. It's about Kyra. Let's go back to Kyra. When you're not training or working as a dental hygienist, how do you spend your time?
Hanging out with friends, always hanging out with little Rogue. And that's about it.
I'm bummed that Rogue could not make a appearance on this show.
I know, he's in Utah until I get back from the games, and I'm so sad about it. But I get snaps daily of him, and yeah.
We understand. Let's make up a workout. Your favorite workout, is it going to be a chipper? Is it going to be an EMOM? Is it going to be rounds for time? What are we doing?
I like a long chipper.
Here we go again. The third long chipper.
Every time.
And what time domain? Are we talking 5 to 10, 10 to 15, 15 to 20, or 20 plus?
15 to 20.
All right. How many movements?
5
movements. Is it a like a pyramid style where they start, end up in the middle, and then come back?
Yeah.
For example, like, you know, 100-foot handstand walk, 75 wall ball, 50 burpee box jump over, 75 wall ball, something like that. Is that the flow?
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
What are the 5 movements?
Ooh, handstand push-ups, hang power cleans, pistols.
Definitely out.
burpee box jump over, and chest bar. Those don't go together, but it's fine.
So it's going to be each of those and then each of them again on the way back down?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. One of them has to just be the middle piece, though. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So that's the 4
pistol. Movements. Burpee box jump over.
Oh, okay.
Dang. Okay. Just what's the first giant and last chunk of those. Handstand push-ups?
Yeah, so your shoulders are tired at the very end.
All right, what are you doing? 50 of them?
Sure.
That's at the end? The 50 handstand push-ups at the end?
Beginning.
Wait, what are you guys doing right now?
We're making this workout up.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it? Both of you guys going to do it?
We'll post about it, and then maybe I'll do it if it's not too crazy.
If it's less than 5 pistols.
If you do it, whoever wins, I'll buy coffee when we're at the game.
Enjoy your coffee.
$5 reward. Okay.
It's not worth the $5 for me to.
And you're a winner.
Yeah.
So.
True. Well, chances are I'm neither. So, unless there's a whole lot of pistols. But so 50 handstand push-ups on the beginning and the end. And then what's next? Pistols. 40, so 80 pistols. Mm-hmm. Okay.
40 chest to bar. 40 chest to bar.
40 chest to bar.
30 pistols.
Okay.
What else did I say?
And burpee box jump overs is in the middle, so 20 of those.
Well, there's something else. There was 5 movements in total.
Oh, and sorry. Hang power cleans.
Ah, hang power cleans.
Is that a barbell or a dumbbell?
Definitely a barbell.
Okay. So 20 of those?
20 of those. You got to go heavy then if it's only 20.
Well, you're going back though.
Yeah.
So you're gonna
like not heavy, heavy, but like 145. Say,
so 185?
145. For a girl. Jesus.
If you're going to do 20. Keeper just had me do hang power cleans today at 105, and it was too easy. The rest of the movements were not too easy. I died, just to be clear. But
no, I'm gonna say
it's 20 hang power cleans at what's the weight for 185?
I don't know. What's the guy's weight if I do 145?
It would be 145. I would say 145, 185.
Okay, and then 10 only 10 burpee box jump overs.
That doesn't sound right.
It could be 10. Right. It could be 10 over a 48 inch.
There we go. Perfect.
So,
burpee box get overs.
Yeah.
Burpee box get overs. Just do 10 of them and then you're done.
This is the worst workout ever already. Like, this is way over programmed already. Yeah. And then we come back down.
Okay. Yikes.
I won't. So 50 handstand pushups, 40 chest to bar, 30 to pistols.
Mm-hmm.
20 hang power cleans, 10 burpee box get overs, 20 hang power cleans, 30 pistols, 40 chest to bar, 50. I think besides the hang power cleans, everything's pretty good. I think the weight is a little overkill on the hang power cleans.
Yeah, but if it's heavier, then it's better for me.
Yeah, well, that's fair. It's your workout. So
that's a 15 minute cap or an 18
minute? 20 minute.
20 minute?
Yeah.
I think you guys need to test this out now. It's going to go horribly. Yeah. But
Jared,
you
test it first, and then I'll know how not to do it.
100%. The best way to not do it is to not do it.
Exactly.
Maybe you should have this one for the Zelos game. Just make them do it.
Well, now everyone was going to know. So,
yeah.
No, those workouts are almost done. But
almost done. Not fully done then.
Almost. I was wondering if Kiefer was listening. I'm surprised that I haven't seen him comment at all. Kiefer, what is he? I'm wondering what he thinks about that workout. Is it overprogrammed or what?
He probably hates it. He's on a long drive right now. He has nothing better to do than listen to me.
I know. I was like, I'm surprised we haven't got any feedback from Kiefer. He's like, bar muscle ups. All right. We'll put that in a little. We'll look at that and then maybe post about it later. That was fun, though. I think that's one of my favorite things about the show lately is programming these workouts. I've yet to try any of them, but I want to. It was my knees and then it was my neck.
So busy, yeah.
You can always scale everything. Go into the gym tomorrow and do one of them.
It's not the same if you scale it.
Yeah.
Okay. Aside from CrossFit Games, what other goals do you have in life?
I want to travel a ton. Travel, see the world. So Spain is actually one of my main ones, and I get to go there in September. Hmm. And then I want to go to Thailand and Bali and Japan.
All right. You're doing the Madrid CrossFit Championship, right?
Yes.
Who else is doing that you know of? I think Annika's doing it.
Annika's doing it. I honestly don't really know. I know Leo's doing it now. I don't really know a ton of people who are doing it. I'm just really excited to go and compete and not have my season be over yet.
Yeah.
So. That's being programmed by Matt Fraser, correct?
Yeah, HWPO.
HWPO.
Matt and Jake, yeah.
Who's your not enough burpees? I kind of agree there. I think we should take the hang power cleans and make those burpee box jump overs and then have like
heavier. Instead of 10, you just have to do 100 burpees in the middle.
What?
I'm not doing this workout now, but if you guys are going to do it, might as well.
No, get out of here. So bad. All right. So who's your favorite person to compete with or against?
Like outside of our training camp, or can it be inside of our training camp?
Let's do both, like at competition.
So two people that I loved competing with because I was on the team with them is Allie and Alex. Absolutely love competing with them. Like Allie's mindset, Alex is always like super positive of everything. They are just two of the greatest people I've ever met.
Love it. And then, well, I guess that answers in the gym too, right?
Yeah. I guess competing against, like, that's not in our gym. Competing against, like I said, Tia, my first year ever doing MAC, like, competing against her was amazing. Just to say, like, I shared the same floor with her. Like, we warmed up in the same area. I was only in heat two. She was in heat one. So we never got to, like, compete with each other. But it was a ton of fun. And then her remembering who I was this year at MAC, I was shocked.
Yeah, that's awesome. Tia's a fierce competitor, but she's, like, such a kind, like, a nice person. You know, like, yeah. Like, I have no idea what it's like to compete against her, obviously. But you know, the handful of exchanges I've had, especially, I think her memory is pretty exceptional because I've ran into her and it's been like 6 months or 9 months since the last time. And she's like, oh, hey, where's your dog? And I'm like, oh, you do know who I, you know, like,
yeah, she literally remembers everything.
Or Callie's memorable, one or the other. But
definitely Callie. Yeah,
for sure. Callie. If you could put anything up on a big blank billboard for like the busiest intersection, you know, not in Utah, maybe Vegas, what would it say?
What would it say? Can it just be like a weird picture of me that I'm sure Soroka has somewhere? One of our many photo shoots.
No, it can't. It can't have one of those photos. What is it gonna say?
I don't know. I can either go really weird or really sweet with it.
See the dentist.
See the dentist. Floss your damn teeth. There we go. Nobody wants to kiss that. No.
You know, it's, I don't even know why. Like, nobody flosses, first of all.
Everybody flosses, Jared. Do not. No.
Just broad sweeping statements.
You know that nobody flosses. Like, you're a dental hygienist. You know that they don't. I do, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, one
trust
of my
me,
best
I know you do. I've looked at everybody's teeth. Like, I'm very aware who does and who doesn't.
Like, my dentist from back home is also a close friend, and like, just, you know, she's very adamant about reminding me of these things. And so, but most people don't have that relationship with their dentist where they text you from time to time. You know what I mean? I do. Plus, it's like the handful of times you go to a different dentist and they're like, oh, you have gingivitis and it might affect your brain. You might die. And you're like, oh my God.
Just like that. I say that at least 5 times a day.
Is that a real thing?
You can get bacteria that can affect your brain from your oral. Yeah.
Everything, every disease starts in your mouth, basically. So take care of your mouth, better life.
Okay. Isn't that crazy?
That is wild.
So, therefore, I floss, but I also am great friends with the dentist. And so I know that most people do not floss. Like,
I mean, you're also great friends with a dental hygienist, but that's cool.
I know. It's not even, don't guilt trip. It's like an irrelevant guilt trip. Anyways, so it would say floss your teeth.
Yeah, floss your damn teeth. Okay. Yep.
Floss your damn teeth. And maybe your elbow if you're getting old, you know, with the baby floss stuff.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so here's another fun, nice person question. Have you ever heard of the trolley dilemma?
The trolley dilemma? Is that yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh no.
Say no. So situationally, you've got this train on a train track and it's gonna come to a fork in the road, and down one track is a loved one, and down another track is five strangers, and you're in control of where it goes. Where does the train go?
It stops. Doesn't go anywhere.
I had no idea you could do that.
You just pull brake. Doesn't go anywhere.
I guess if you're in control of it, you just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
No, it has no brakes, Kyra.
This brings me back to my good old college days. I hated this class so much when they made you answer this.
Oh, I was like, you had to do this in college? Jeez, I'm so sorry. It's called the golf cart dilemma.
Yeah. Yes. This is why I hate it, because it just brings back bad memories. Well, just like I said at the very beginning, love the ones who show up and who are there for you. So you'd have to save your loved one.
Okay, so Kyra's killing five strangers, everybody.
Killing five strangers. I tried to take the easy way out. You wouldn't let me, and now I'm a bad person. So,
if it was 100 people and one loved one,
is it like kind of a loved one or like my dad?
Your dad, I guess.
Then I'd have to say my dad.
Okay. Well, hopefully he listens to this part of the show.
Yeah, just this part. I'm just going to clip this on. Yeah. He's not going to listen to the gas station part.
Was her original answer was to say to stop the train?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's like the person that when you're doing like rock, paper, scissors, comes out and says like fireball. And it's like, that's not even an option. Like,
you guys didn't say the rules at the very beginning.
Yeah, I got
you. Make up my own rules.
That's fair. Kyra, are you a reader?
No.
Okay.
I like reading textbooks, but that's it.
Okay.
I know.
What's your favorite textbook?
Anything to do with chemistry.
Okay. That's okay. You can be yourself. It's fine.
Thanks.
If in the sport of CrossFit at the like the elite level, and maybe even for you contextually, you can think through your life lens. When you think about like if you're making a pie graph for success in CrossFit, and you have to attribute a percentage to hard work, and then a percentage to genetics. Natural ability. What percentage are you attributing to hard work, and then what percentage goes to genetics?
I don't know. Genetics, honestly, I'd probably say 60%. Because like for me, up until I joined with Underdogs, I feel like my genetics kind of got me to where I was. I didn't really work out that hard. Didn't really do too much. So and I still made semis just being naturally gifted, and. Then I joined Underdogs and we're working on all my weaknesses and actually putting in all the hard work that I see athletes have to do. And that's contributed a ton too. So 60-40.
Love it. Mario or Luigi?
They both really creep me out, but Luigi.
I knew you were going to go with Luigi.
Mario is always picked, but I'm also like Halloween. I'm usually Luigi. When we would dress up.
So you dress up as someone that creeps you out?
I mean, it's better than Mario.
That's debatable, but Wario.
No. No.
Or Bowser. Beach or mountains?
Both.
You can't have both.
He just doesn't know how to play the game.
Okay, so I would definitely choose beach because I grew up by Zion and like I've done all the hikes there in Grand Canyon and stuff and I have mountains on my arm. But I like both. If I had somewhere that had mountains and a beach, be so happy.
I mean, it does exist, but
it does. See, so you can choose both.
Texting or talking?
Talking.
Okay. Would you rather have?
I have like a 7-day span of replying to you.
Hawaii. Has both. Northern California has both. Actually, no, not Northern California. Like even Southern California, you have the mountains right there, and
yeah.
You have the taxes and everything else. If you could choose to talk to all animals or every human language, which would you choose?
1,000% all animals. 1,000%.
I don't even know why I asked that question.
Yeah.
What's your favorite number and why?
22. It was my basketball number growing up.
Didn't I put that on your jersey? Your semifinal
jersey? No, you put 220 because for some reason you couldn't put two numbers. But
I'm sorry. It just didn't make sense to me for two athletes to have the same number. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she had 022. Mine could have just been 22.
I just can't get it right. Summer or winter?
Summer.
How do you want – I'd slow down for this one. When you look back at your life, at the end of your life, how do you want people to remember you?
That I am a good person, and I'm always there to help out if you need it.
Adorable. Awesome. Well, Kyra, thanks for being on the show. It's a unique experience bringing someone that I see every single day on the show. But it's fun getting to know you on a different
every
level.
Every single day.
Yeah. Soroka, do you have any other questions before we close out today?
No. I don't think so.
Nothing. How about you, Kyra? Not one single thing. Not even like when what my mono is tomorrow.
When you get into Chicago? for the games?
I get in the 30th in the morning. So I think we land at 6 a.m.
Land at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, so we leave the 29th on a red eye, and then we get there at 6 a.m.
Gotcha.
So you better be up and hanging out with us bright and early.
Oh, yeah, of course. We'll go get breakfast. What about you, Jared? You're coming from France.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Wait, are you flying back to Vegas and then?
Yeah, I've got a couple things coming in the mail, and I want to, like, I'll have wedding stuff, like wedding clothes, that I want to just, like, leave here and then bring different clothes and do my laundry. So I land the 31st. God willing, I land the 31st in Vegas, and then I fly out the first to Chicago, and then.
Are you with Vinny on the first? Do you two go together?
I think we have the same flight. Yes, Vinny is with me on the first. So I'll get there the first, and then let's get it.
I'm so excited! It'll be so much fun. My first CrossFit Games experience. I'm just gonna go around and meet people.
That they just released too, right?
Yeah.
The what?
Thursday's an off day. So you think that that whatever like criteria or longer thing where they close the streets, that'll be on Wednesday? Be the one of the first.
I think so. Or Saturday because of the weekend, and maybe it's easier to shut down traffic on a weekend.
Possibly.
But that's clearly speculation. I have no information to support that. All right. Well, Kyra, thanks again for jumping on the show. Soroka, thanks for producing the show. Patrick, we'll see you next Saturday. Love you guys, and see you soon.